Today we look at John Snow and empirical economics. Now, the first thing which has to be acknowledged is that John Snow was not an economist. He's not really thought of in the history of economic thought. And yet, he was so great, I really wish he had been an economist. He should have been an economist. Moreover, his techniques and his life story have lessons for economics today. Let's take a look. John Snow was born in 1813 and he died in 1858. He was a physician and an early anesthetologist. So, for example, he administered anesthesia to Queen Victoria in two of her births. And with that royal stamp of approval, this procedure became much more common. He's one of the fathers of epidemiology, and he's particularly known for his investigation of the causes of cholera. Cholera is really a horrific disease. The onset is typically quick and deadly. You can be healthy one moment and dead within hours. If left untreated, the fatality rate can approach 50%. One of the most horrible aspects of the disease is that it debilitates the body, but it leaves the mind untouched. So one mid-19th century English newspaper said, "The mind within remains untouched and clear, shining strangely through glazed eyes, a spirit looking out in terror from a corpse." Cholera is an infection in the small intestine. It's caused by bacteria, and the main symptoms are diarrhea and vomiting. And transmission occurs through drinking water or eating food which has been contaminated by the feces of an infected person. So as you can see, it can spread very rapidly because infected people have diarrhea, and when there's not good sanitation, that spreads to other people. In places where there's good sanitation, this isn't much of a problem. But even today, when we have natural disasters, the disease often reasserts itself very quickly. Around the world, millions of people are affected by cholera every year, and it kills over 100,000 annually. This picture is a cholera victim from Haiti. Cholera is pretty much unknown in England until the 19th century, and then it comes in waves in 1833, 1848 and 49, 1854, each time appearing quickly, killing tens of thousands of people and then disappearing. The reason is that cholera is a disease of globalization and urbanization. Globalization brings it in, allows it to spread around the world quite quickly. Urbanization, because the disease transmits itself from fecal matter being ingested. And that usually doesn't happen until you get these mass cities, until you get millions of people living next door to one another, on top of one another, and with a sewage system interspersed with a water system. Because of this disease, this thousands of people dying suddenly, it is the question of the day. What is causing this epidemic? The standard theory is that it's bad air, that it's miasma.